It's here. It's there. It's Oakland Anywhere.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Bang Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it's 7:06 on this Friday, May 1st. Welcome to May. Glad you're with us. We're over here at Oaklawn getting ready for the Kentucky Oaks tonight and the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. We got to play three games, Roger. We got to play a match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories.
Yeah.
And Searcy and Conway, we got to play Factor Craft brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment and Poland. And we got to do a Justin Moore Finish the Lyric brought to you by Rainbow Restoration.
All right,
we need to tease the Finish the Lyric.
Here's your Finish the Lyric tease. People always ask
How we got to be this way.
How did you get to be your way? When you'll tell them.
Yes.
This is how I got to be that way.
This song.
And I'll tell them what happened to me as well.
This song is a real upbeat song. He plays it usually, I think, to open up his concert. I may be wrong on that.
Okay.
But it went to number 17. It was not number one, but it's a fun song.
Yeah.
But anyway, 661-1037 is a number if you want to be a part of the show. I want to give a shout-out to Tommy Norman, who is taking care of Anthony. Yeah. Who was, how does he say, how does that think? Officer Norman.
Officer Norman! Ain't that something?
They're like a TV series together.
They are. We've been invited to go see him. Anthony. And we need to do that. We need to take Tommy up on it. And see him faux show.
Just went outside and saw the horses warming up. It's a beautiful thing. I just put it on my Facebook Live. To me, it's one of the. And what's even better, Roger, when the horses come by, the horse trainers, I go, good morning. And they have to answer. They go, good morning. It's like these dudes out there, and most of them, there's some women too, but they have to, and they say good morning. It's like you're on a, you know, this giant horse that can run 40 miles an hour.
That is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, they can just talk to me while they're training their horse.
That's right. That's a massive animal out there.
Zach Gillum joins us now. Zach, good morning. How are you? Oh, hold on. There we go. How about that one?
Hey.
Come
in hot.
That's it.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Great.
Good to see you on time this morning.
He
is the Oakland VP of racing and wagering, and he took on both hats this year. Before that was all wagering, but now it's horsing and wagering.
Yes,
right?
A little bit of all of it.
Yeah.
To your point, one of my favorite things that I've noticed early on in horse racing is one thing that separates it from other sports is you're rubbing shoulders with the people that are either training the horse, they own the horse,
yes.
Sometimes jockeys after they're done with the day, they might be down here, and they're all right around the paddock. So, I mean, from me to you, to some of these Hall of Famers, and it's really, really cool.
A lot to talk about. How was everything with FanDuel and Oaklawn Sports powered by FanDuel? Anything good with that?
Doing great. Number one in the state in March.
Awesome.
So, I mean, took that over in terms of market share. Number one, set a record for handle. Looks like we're going to be setting another one in April.
Right, well done, sir.
Besides the horse racing, we've got the Razorbacks playing in softball. They're playing Texas. Beat number five Texas last night 2-0. First time we've ever won in Austin. So that's three times, Roger, we've won on the road against big-time teams. Alabama, I don't know if we had ever beaten Alabama at Alabama, and there was one other besides Texas, Alabama. I'll look at my notes. But anyway, so that game tonight is at 7.
Was it Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. So three wins that we had never done before, Oklahoma, Alabama, and in Texas. So that game tonight's at 7. Got the Razorbacks playing at home in Fayetteville against Ole Miss. And then the other, I don't think you guys cover it, but because of the controversy recently, the tennis team.
Yeah.
The Razorback tennis team is actually playing today. So I think they're in the Fort Worth bracket, but you guys don't cover those, right?
So, looking at the odds boards over the last few weeks, college baseball, obviously, we've seen the last few years how much that has grown in terms of wagering options.
Right.
Softball still has not really hit the board. I do expect when we get to maybe the SEC tournament, we might see some games. But Razorbacks, Ole Miss today, -113. It's a coin flip right now.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be nice for Arkansas needs to take care of business against Ole Miss. We need to continue to try to get a better position. And I don't think, Roger, there's no way we're getting a super regional now. So we're not going to get a regional, but just I think whatever, however the RPI could be affected to where they place us, because we need to get a good a good placement.
No, for us no to doubt.
Have a chance.
I think
absolutely.
We do need that for them. David, I know going to the Middleton Heat in there, text line. There have been a few comments. You just brought up tennis, so just a few comments. Guys, you really need to address the 28,000, 29,000 signature petition to reinstate tennis program. We are majorly angry. This football gets away. Gets way too much attention. Tennis is the cheapest sport. My daughter, along with some kids, lost their scholarship. The scholarship is the least of the worries, but the elephant in the room needs to be addressed. This football bullshit needs to go.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Tom Mars, who is a very powerful attorney, maybe one of the most influential attorneys in the country when it comes to college sports, I made a post yesterday which I thought was interesting. I want to make sure and read it to where I get exactly what he said, and it's a reference to tennis. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what his motivation was. It is, where is it at here? I got so much Razorback. Here it is. This is what Tom Moore says. A common misconception about Title IX in college athletics is assuming that cutting both a men's sport, men's and women's program in the same sport is a safe harbor from Title IX liability. Athletic directors who make that assumption do so at their peril. That's rarely the case. Hashtag tennis. So he is hinting that somebody's getting ready to go after the U of A because of this tennis thing. And so I heard also that Robert Cox, who was a longtime coach, apparently was supposed to meet with Hunter Yurecek yesterday.
Is he saying that the issue is that you cut this female deal? That are you violating Title IX?
Yeah, that's what I think what he was saying, I guess. If
to try to cover up the fact that you got rid of this Title IX or this female?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I think he's implying that just by cutting the men's doesn't mean that gives you the ability to do that when you've got Title IX issues. I don't know. Again, I'm not a legal expert, but all I know is that when Tom Mars put something out like that, get ready, because you know that's the one thing.
But what's the legal issue?
Well again, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I understand, and Tom is one of the smart guys. I know you know that, but if the AD or the university says we're cutting this program,
I don't know.
Cut the program.
Well, I don't know if there's a Title IX responsibility that you have to keep that balance with the numbers of men and women in your athletic program. That's what he sort of seems to be hinting about. But the other part, Roger, you know, again, you've got all these folks that are mad. And maybe it didn't matter, but if you're Hunter Yurecek, I'm thinking, why didn't you just go ahead and go and reach out to these folks? That this program's been around 70 years.
Right.
Just have the conversation.
We assume he didn't.
No, he did not. Yeah, okay. It's obviously he did not buy the response. He didn't do that. He didn't give anybody a heads up. He didn't talk to Robert Cox or anybody. And maybe he thought that maybe that's the only way I can do it. But boy, I tell you, when you do it that way, this is what you get.
He's trying to add money to the general fund.
Probably.
So what? You know what? Let me ask you.
People say it's only $2 million. Yeah,
$2 million would take care of me for the rest of my life.
But you're losing $9 million in track and field.
Softball. Baseball.
Yeah, everything but
the other two. And the batrillions that go into basketball. I'm for whatever you folks can do to keep tennis up there and make it happen. Good for you. Sorry about your daughter losing her scholarship. Absolutely. I would hate that too. It's not out of mind for me. I mean, I understand you guys, and you're going to have to, whoever this is on the 501, you're going to have to keep that petition going. You're going to have to make it happen.
I think I know that story. I've heard who that is.
Okay.
The daughter could have gone anywhere, but she wanted to be a Razorback. So she makes a commitment, and boom, you know, you have this happen. The other thing, too.
Well, and hopefully other schools will swallow up.
Sure.
But now you've got to leave tonight. Now you've got to leave.
Yeah, here's the other optic. It's, you know, they're still playing.
Yeah.
They're playing the NCAA tournament. Now, they may be one and done. But it would be a great story if, you know, in the midst of all this, that they make a run in the tournament.
Started reading that, I smiled, when Roger started reading that, because I was pulling up the odds for football season. So,
100%. No, I'm with you, dude.
But, you know,
I'm with you 100%. I don't understand I don't know all the things, but I mean, with Tom Mars doing something like that. But does everything have to be a lawsuit?
Is it not cut and dry?
The dude says this is it?
I don't know.
Or by cutting that women's, now you've knocked off whatever the percentage is. Then it'll never be equal.
Yeah, I know. Like, so all I know is that when he puts something out, there's
smoke, there's fire.
Someone says here, can y'all please ask Zach who he thinks will win the Kentucky Derby? What are the odds right now? I know we talked about Renegade being the Dark Star Derby winner, but he's got that first position, which he has not won in 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, going into the race, I thought just on paper, based on what we saw in the preps, I thought Renegade and Commandment, who won the Florida Derby, were your two choices that I thought stood out the most, especially if you're looking at those top horses. I thought Silent Tactic Jake was going to be able to maybe grind his way to hit the board, or who knows? He's usually there to very close to hit the wire. I don't know that he was going to like that extra distance, but you just never know. We've seen surprises every year. As far as the one hole, you know, they did change the gate setup a few years ago, so it's not quite as bad as it used to be. I do think he has the best jockey you could have for this situation.
That's what Jason was saying.
I mean, Irad is... No one pushes him around, I'll just put it that way. So I think he's going to get the position he wants going into that first turn. My pace handicapper, the way I look at this race, if Winnegade wins or loses it based on the trip, it's actually going to be on the backside.
Yeah.
Because I think he's going to have himself in a good spot going into the turn. And I think coming out of that turn, some of the horses that might have been 4 or 5 wide are going to be really pressing to try and get over and save some ground in the second turn. And if they all collapse over on top of him and shift him back to maybe 5th or 6th row instead of that 3rd or 4th row, that might make it a little harder. But if the path's clear and then he gets to save all the ground all the way around, it could actually be a good thing.
Here's the starting gate since 1930, post position 1. Record 94.855. Winning percentage 8.5%. In the money 19.1%. The average finish in the number 1 post position is 8.
If you remember Renegade, Rod, you remember it just exploded on that backside. It just came out of nowhere, just blew everybody away. So that's the thought that and we're
sure
we're pulling for Arkansas horses. I mean, anyone that's got an Arkansas.
Well, and a lot of people kind of forget Litmus Test because he was 22 or 23, but he did make his way into the field, ran I think 3rd in our Rebel, 7th in the Derby. Now in the Derby, I feel like you can give him an excuse. They tried an equipment change. They're putting the blinkers back on for the Derby. And that usually helps a horse keep a little more focused, and he's really going to need that in a field of 20. It's Bob Baffert. You know, if you get big odds, don't be afraid to throw that one underneath. Who knows what happens? He thought enough of the horse to ship him here for the Rebel and the Derby. I would not shy away from that. Looking at the live odds, because they were asking where they're at, Renegade is your current favorite in the Parimutuel pool, 5-1, though. So, obviously, there's probably less than 10% of the action that's actually in. But So Happy out of the West Coast, he's at 6-1. Commandment, Further Ado, both at 7-1. The Puma at 8-1. He's been kind of the hot horse that people have talked about that didn't really win his prep. This is shaping up to be a great race. And then the Oaks today.
Yeah.
You have
tonight, actually.
Yeah.
Very
good point.
Like 7:20 or
very good
like
point.
That.
They will be turning on the lights to run that race. In fact, it's what 7:40 our time, 8:40 there.
Crazy, yeah.
But Counting Stars, Explorer. I feel like a lot of people haven't been talking as much about Explorer just because she did have to miss our fantasy. But that was just from a shipping fever. There wasn't any big problem with her. It's not uncommon that sometimes when they ship, they might spike a little fever if that happens.
Roger, when Roger spikes a fever, it is you get out of the way. It's dangerous. We are looking at the Al Pacino of gaming and racing.
You know what? And which Al Pacino? It is Al Pacino.
Dog Day Afternoon.
It's Serpico.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dog Day, he shaves.
Yeah.
It's Serpico. And is there another one who was, I think when he was attorney, one of my favorite, Injustice for All.
Because he has a goatee and it's like short hair.
You could hide out in his hair. You could climb up in there and hide out.
I think a lot of people, I heard Bo Mattingly say he'd like to put his feet in your hair.
just got it cut Tuesday.
I did? Wow.
Listen, hey. to a guy who's got a hair transplant under the hat I'm wearing. You know what? You should be happy.
Christian Weaver is back in the studio. Christian, let's play a little match game. We'll get to Zach to help us out with match game. What do we have to play for? What do we have for winners today?
What do you have in your office, Zach, that we could give away? Any prizes? You got a prize closet in there?
You know, I actually still have a from the handicap contest we held this year, the Oakland Horse Player Championship. I have a phone charger. I'll throw that in here.
Like, you know what? We throw that in, or you give it to me, and I can give away a trivia. It's up to you. Which is ever easiest?
All right, let's go ahead and let's punch that up, Christian, if you have that handy, and let's get a contestant on.
We usually play match game on Thursday.
We're just covered.
Normally, it's on Tuesday, Wednesday. You're right, Wednesday.
Okay. Yep,
we have so many games. 661-1037, someone says, Bass, Hunter's not going to cut track no matter what because of the national championship. Yeah, I agree. I'm just making the point. It's losing $9 million. If money is your deal, is it? How do we, let's come up with ways to maybe not lose $9 million.
He would lose his job. He would be run out on a rail. He would be tarred and feathered. if he did anything to track and field because of the history that track and field has in all of sports, national championship. And I don't know, to quote someone to say he's an utter buffoon, I don't know him. I don't want to go that far, but if you feel that way, okay.
And Tyson is on the name of the track and field facility as
well. Not happening.
All right.
That's it. Well, you know, that's right. Whose name was on? Was it Dickey? No, what was the Dickey connection you said yesterday?
Oh, no, Ted Dickey, who was on the Board of Trustees, his dad, Jay, was a tennis player at U of A and a coach for 1 year.
I didn't realize he was a coach.
How about that?
Jay was my representative when I lived here in Hot Springs, and he used to sleep at his office up there.
Yeah, he did.
So that's the connection there. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Wonder how he feels. Yes.
Yeah, good question. All right, go ahead there if you got it.
It's time to play The Match Game, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys can come up with.
All right, who is our contestant?
We got one. JT on the line.
JT, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys, I'm doing pretty well, hooligans.
Good.
All right. We're going to get this done correctly here and hope you win something. Give us a chance to give us our answers, and then you can give us yours, okay? Here we go. We're going to go with today's National Space Day.
Okay.
We're going to go with Space Blank.
Space Blank.
Several different directions you can go with this. Some are obvious, some are not so obvious. Zach, do you have in your mind, do you have your answer? Without saying it. Do you have an answer? He's thinking.
I'm thinking.
Roger, do you have an answer?
I don't want to delay.
There's one obvious one that you. I think that there's an obvious one that if you hit.
Yeah, but you know, after listening to JT just greet us.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's getting the obvious.
Christian, do you have yours without saying it?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Hey, JT.
All right, JT. What is your answer?
Space shuttle.
Very good answer. Very good answer.
Not the obvious.
By the way, Christian,
thank you very much.
Did you have something else to win in addition to what Zach?
Yeah,
had?
we can play for, and we need some more prizes. But we can play for Arkansas baseball tickets versus Oklahoma. That's next Friday.
Okay, so you have the option. Okay. Space shuttle. What did you have, Zach Gillum?
I had shuttle.
But
really,
honestly, I was sitting over here like that's the only thing I can think of.
How about
you just
want to
get rid of that stuff in your office?
No.
Yeah. Christian, what did you have?
I had Space Race, the Cold War.
Space Race.
Yeah.
Roger, what did you have?
I had the obvious answer, Spaceman's. Hey, Mo.
Oh,
Spaceman.
I only had one other thing that was going through.
What was it?
Space Jams.
Okay. There are a couple others.
Let's see.
Spaceballs.
Yes.
You've heard of the movie
Spaceballs.
All right. It's based on a true story, by the way.
Space Shuttle, which is the one he got, which is very good. And the most obvious one, Spaceship.
See, I thought Spaceman was
JT. You are your winner,
JT.
Buddy.
I don't know when you're going to get. You've got the baseball tickets. I don't know when you're going to get this charger, if in fact you even get it. So don't hold anything.
Guys, I meant to say at the beginning, I can't use baseball tickets.
Okay.
Well, you can get the charger.
How's he going to get the charger?
Where? We'll bring it
back to the station, right?
Yeah, we got it. No problem, JT. Yeah. We got you covered.
Okay, we got you covered. What kind of charger is it?
It's a wireless phone charger.
Any phone.
As long as
JT, do you still have a flip phone?
Well, I did until a week ago, but I've got a smartphone.
Okay.
So even if it's not a newer model that has the built-in magnet, it has the little magnets you can attach to it. So like my old phone has a magnet right there.
Well, there it is. Okay. That's high dollar.
Thank you.
Thanks, JT.
I do want to thank U.S. Truck Accessories and Searcy and Conway. Good folks. That's a veteran-owned local business. Yep. So everything that goes to truck accessories, they've got superior customer service. Go by and check them out. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
Factor Crap, finish the lyric. Those things are left. Remember, finish the lyric. Here's your hint. It's a Justin Moore song titled, How I Got to Be This Way.
Yes.
And you be ready later on today.
Someone says Space Force. Isn't that what Trump was going to create or something?
Yeah. That's a TV show, too, I believe.
Is it?
Isn't that Steve Carell?
Steve Carell.
And I think there's some more space out there.
What is it?
I think there are a couple other ones. Zach, what else do we need to know? What's the hot new gaming item somebody needs to focus on?
I mean, right now you have NBA in the playoffs, so I know a lot of people focused on that, especially Christian on the other end of this. You have some good games going on, great series, NHL. Into their playoffs.
Yes, the Wild.
Yep, I mean, Major League Baseball a little over a month into their season. College baseball getting close to their conference tournaments. We were just talking about softball. So, I mean, golf tournaments are still right now just getting into the mix. I know we just got through the Masters, but Cadillac this week with a great field out there.
Yeah.
You have UFC. I think next week you have UFC 328, but they still have a pretty good card this weekend. Some boxing matches, which is pretty traditional on Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Right.
No, name that really stood out to me, but boxing is not the sport I follow the closest.
Right.
So, but there are just a lot still going on. NASCAR every weekend, pretty much. Formula One's been in a long break, but they
come
back.
Yeah, they came in Miami this weekend, right?
So, you know, a lot going on.
By the way, our NASCAR correspondent, Steve Qualls, will be stopping by the show. His open is almost done, and we're leaning on him to give us all this.
If you want to go preliminary, you want to wait till the final result.
We'll do that. Anyway, the main thing, Zach. Hey, congratulations, because this was your first year wearing two hats. You were doing both the wagering side of the sports book, but you were also doing the horse business.
Correct. Well, and even there was a few years there where I was still doing parimutuel wagering and fixed odds sports betting. So I was doing, you know, both sides of the wagering, but it didn't involve the racing operation. So that has been a lot of fun, a lot of learning. Really great team that has been here for a long time that was very gracious with and patient with me. Jason, you mentioned earlier, he's been great. We got Milana, who's been over our mutual department for a number of years. So, you know, these people know what they're doing. They love what they do. So it's really fun to work with. It's fun to be part of that team. And hopefully we can bring back next year even better. If you've not seen the schedule, it's been in the program.
Yeah,
so check that out. Still pending approval, but I'm feeling pretty happy with what we're putting out there.
And then Kaylee, who was, I guess you would be your number two, number three, whatever. Yeah. She's done a great job.
She has. I mean, that last year of online sports before we did partner and do Oakland Sports with Powered by FanDuel, you saw the growth. You saw how much we were able to expand just with having her added to the team. So really been a great, great year, and looking forward to what we can do in the next.
How about Christian Weaver going with Space Cowboy?
Yeah,
Cowboy.
There you go.
I like that.
Steve Miller.
Look at you, Steve Miller.
Yeah.
Look at
Clint Eastwood one.
Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones.
What was that one? Space Cowboy.
Old astronauts, pretty much.
Yeah, that's right.
SpaceX.
See, a lot more than what we thought.
That probably should have been the most obvious
Maybe.
All right, don't go away. We'll come back and visit with Wayne Smith, the GM. Thanks as always, Zach. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Great to see you guys.
If you want to see the horses this morning, I made a post on Facebook Live, so you can see them out there. I always look beautiful out there as the sun comes up here on the track. It is 7:28 at Oakland. Don't go away.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas softball started their final regular season series of the year at Texas last night and got a win versus the defending champions, beating them 2-0. Today's game will be at 2, while Saturday's game will be at noon. Those two games can be seen on SEC Network Plus. Arkansas baseball starts their 3-game home series against 17th-ranked Ole Miss tonight. First pitch is set for 6. Coverage will be on SEC Network Plus and The Buzz. Saturday's game will be at 2 on SEC Network Plus and The Buzz. And Sunday's game will also be at 2. It'll be on the regular SEC Network and The Buzz. And the Arkansas Travelers hammered the Wichita Wind Surge last night, beating them 11-3. They'll play again tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage for all Travelers games can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Cooler temperatures on the way for today. We'll have highs reaching the mid to upper 60s, kind of similar to Thursday's weather with mostly cloudy skies, but a couple spotty showers can't be ruled out for the southern half of the state. Everyone will dry out, though, by this weekend. Temperatures back in the 70s with plenty of sunshine. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Justin Akery is live Friday from Oaklawn in Hot Springs, talking all things horse racing, getting you ready for the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. We'll talk to Nancy Holtis thanks to Winner Circle Concierge. Tom Murphy with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette will join us, talk about Arkansas baseball, and recap game one of the softball series against Texas. We'll also do Champs and Chumps thanks to Wachita Bar and Grill and BKC Home Builders. It'll be a fun Friday in the zone where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professional at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer, they are the best. Live a life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making BetSaracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, BetSaracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
BetSaracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with BetSaracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and Service in Conway.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, it is 7:33. I believe this is Back in the High Life by...
it's one of my faves.
What's his name? Yeah. Plays the piano, right?
Yeah.
Piano guy.
Cannot believe it. Is it Winwood?
Steve Winwood. Yeah.
Who's he touring with?
I don't know.
Was it?
Is he touring?
He was touring. There's like three of them. It was Stevie Winwood. Yeah, Stevie Winwood.
What is friend's name?
His first name basis.
Yes. Yeah.
It is 7:33. Before we go to Wayne Smith, let's go to the Hodges, not Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Outline. I think it's just general number. Melinda, is it Melinda Davis on the phone with us?
It is.
So Melinda was the one who I met, guys, at Fayetteville, okay. And she's a big softball supporter. She's from Benton, but she goes up and watches almost every softball game.
Right.
And she was the one that they were going to step in. They noticed that Ella didn't have a sponsor, and they noticed that this row of fans were going to step in and sponsor, but we got it taken care of.
Nice.
And so Melinda, big win last night for the Razorbacks, huh?
Great win. They look great.
What can we do for you today? What did you call in?
You had mentioned maybe call in, and I just wanted to, I saw that Ella's going to be on in a little bit. I just wanted to say that y'all had a great person. She is, makes the game look fun. And I'm just glad that y'all have women's sports being represented on the buzz.
Well, thank you, Melinda. We had a great comment from Bree Ellis's mom. I read it yesterday, just really complimentary that our show has done that. We've done it 5 years in a row. We've had women's sports, it's controversial sometimes because, you know, Title IX and all that. But let me tell you, you go and watch that softball. It is great entertainment. It's great level, a high level of play. And I love the fact that Melinda, you guys take the time to drive up to Northwest Arkansas and support the program as much as you have. I think this could be the year they get to Oklahoma City. I really do.
I hope so. I hope so. And we're going to have a great caravan that goes to Oklahoma City to go watch them.
Well, you're the best. We appreciate you listening. She's a 609er, Raj.
Hey,
we love it, Wayne, when people come up and we're 609ers, and so you know we know that you're up and at them early with us. So thank you, and appreciate you checking in. I'm sure we'll see you soon, hopefully over at Oklahoma City.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
Thanks,
thank
Melinda.
Thank you, Melinda.
Very nice of her. Wayne Smith joined us. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
Wayne.
Morning.
Yeah,
women's sports is remarkable.
Yeah.
Soccer. Gymnastics,
yeah,
basketball,
volleyball.
Yeah. I mean, you look at softball. I mean, you look at it's next level stuff.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of controversy, obviously, this week with tennis, with both men's and women's teams being cut. And but that's for another day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Congratulations that you're 2 days away from the racing season being done.
You've
had a great season.
Great season. Going out with a bang.
Yeah, yeah. You got 2 good days here, 2 full days. Yeah, late night. Obviously, the Kentucky Oaks is a nighttime affair
good
now.
Good Lord.
For TV, I guess, right?
Well, we didn't help ourselves much.
That's right.
Much better. Our last post, our last race goes off at 7:20.
Yeah. Yeah,
so tonight.
Yes.
So it's 7:20 tonight, and then we go right into the Kentucky Oaks, I think about 7:50, 7:45, something like that.
Full day here at Oaklawn. You've got the track. You've got all the things. You can go in the sports book and watch Razorback baseball, softball, and then you got Rick Springfield tonight. So,
Rick Springfield, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's
sold
right.
out.
Yep.
But yeah, and Roger, we mentioned Roger. You're right. Roger could get up there and do what Rick Springfield. Roger's
God.
An actor.
What are you?
And he can sing.
Well, you know what? Yes, I am all those things. I'm nowhere near that level. Sawyer Brown's coming. Let me tell you something. That dude's been around. What's the leader of Sawyer Brown's name?
Give me a hint.
I'll give you a hint. He used to work for Frank Fletcher.
Sawyer Brown.
Oh, what is it?
What? Mark Miller.
Mark Miller.
Yeah,
yeah. Ball-headed guy.
Yeah. Well. maybe he has chosen not to get
Wayne,
an air transplant.
You have inked Roger Scott to a residency here. What do you think about Roger's hair? Are you happy with the progress? You know, you had to give approval of that for that to be done.
So last night and this morning, I've only seen him with a hat on. So
I
haven't seen the hair.
He's been doing that lately.
I'm waiting for the reveal.
There it is.
Oh, come on.
Look at that peach fuzz.
Let's go. I like that. Nice work.
Fuzz, it reminds me of my chin in the seventh grade.
Yeah, and we love this battle that has now taken place between our show and Bo and Chuck.
Yes, the vitriol.
We're yelling at each other during the breaks and
cut
throwing
throat.
Things. And
we're battling. Our producer can
guys,
beat theirs
guys.
Up.
It's all love, you know.
Yeah, no. It's all love, but we love to compete. We love to compete.
Wayne's right. He's bringing it down. Thank
you. You know what? We're bringing everybody into the experience of horse racing.
You know what? Your idea was to get from the freezing area over there and go, why are we over there? Because this is where we've always been. You've changed things up. Well, and that's fantastic. And
I hate those words. This is how we've always done
it. I know you do. And now... Chris Ho has taken it upon himself. Starting next year, we will be inside the swing suite with the Oaklawn banner behind us.
Oh, are we now?
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
He's planning on it.
Well, way to go, Chris Ho.
Yeah, he just said it.
That's my boy. This is
what we're doing.
You know, Kentucky Derby, you had a chance to go to the Kentucky Derby 3 years ago for Mystic Dan, and what a cool experience. It's one thing to go to the Kentucky Derby just to go.
Yes.
But then you go with somebody who's got the winning horse.
Oh,
it had to be with that moment when it came around, you've gone, oh, my gosh, Mystic Dan. And y'all weren't sure. The horse had won, right? It was so close. Or did you know the minute it crossed the line, it had won? I know it was.
It felt like it won,
okay.
But the wave of emotions.
Yes.
When that all happened, so when they actually came, when they crossed the line, the Sierra Leone folks, who were the number two horse, that when nose to nose, they started screaming. I'm sorry, we started screaming.
Yeah,
and then. Everybody started watching the TV,
and
everybody's crying, and everybody—it's just like it's an amazing experience
right.
to see the owners and what they all went through, and then all of a sudden, all the wire when they were going to replays, then all of a sudden, everybody—I was like,
oh no!
But then Sierra Leone went with bananas, like their team went.
They thought they were jumping
up and down, screaming. Everybody on our side was like, and when they announced it, then it was just like adulation.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The whole experience is just more marvelous.
Do we, Christian? Do we have the call? The Mystic Dan call at the end?
The Derby.
Yeah, for the Derby. The Derby call.
Let me search it up.
Yeah, not the Arkansas Derby, but the Kentucky Derby. Of course, it's
the very end. Yeah, you got it.
Today,
I got a video of it if you want me to show it.
Absolutely. Today is the anniversary, too, of Smarty Jones winning the Kentucky Derby in 2004. And that's before your time, before you got here. But that sort of set the track. Now, the track's been around, obviously, since 1904. But what Smarty Jones did, the story of Smarty Jones lit the fuse for this century in terms of racing with Triple Crown races. I think you guys have had 25 win placer show horses in Triple Crown races.
That's right.
Smarty Jones sort of started it. And Roger, we were trying to think of it. Charles Sella at the time put out a $5 million bonus for if a horse did this or that. Yeah.
Smarty did it.
Yeah, and from that point on, it just seems like now Oakland has become, obviously, a national player when it comes to Triple Crown races.
Yeah, and the first leg of our Triple Crown prep races is called the Smarty Jones.
Yes, that's right.
Right. So, I think when you look at it, the thing that's most admirable of why you work at Oaklawn is because racing is first.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Even though we have a casino and it provides the money for the sport and for the top trainers and the top owners and the top horses coming to Oaklawn. Horse racing is first in our minds, and then the casino and everything else is second.
That commitment, putting the money back into horse racing.
Yep.
Of course, another one that we got a chance to be affiliated with was American Pharoah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first Triple Crown winner in 37 years.
Year before I got here.
Yeah, that was magical for Roger. And, of course, you've heard the American Pharoah song.
Yeah, for us to go up there and watch it was fantastic.
It was almost like you watching the Kentucky Derby. To be there in person, you know, we don't know, Jack, about horse racing, but we know history. And to be part of history and to see that horse come around the corner and thinking, don't do the Smarty Jones. Don't leave us hanging when you're that close.
Where are all your tickets that you bought for that race?
Yeah, I've got them in my office somewhere.
Right, I still got 20... $2 American Pharoah ticket.
And we filmed it. I've got the video, and I'm going, he did it! He did it! He's going to do it! He's going to do it!
Brother!
And I think, of course, we did our show there.
We sure did.
Just like your video in
watching
the softball.
Yes. Right? Watching Mystic Dance.
Yeah,
same kind of deal.
Dance, right? Yeah.
Wow.
But you know what's really cool is that Arkansans love horse racing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if a horse of ours, like Renegade, won the Arkansas Derby, if it goes on and actually can pull off a remarkable feat, being in the one hole trying to get the Kentucky Derby, and then goes on and does something great with the Preakness Arkansans will be following Renegade.
Pride.
Right?
Yeah, you bet.
It's all about pride.
That's right.
But it's all about Arkansans, and that's what's amazing about what we do.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We will follow that. Renegade becomes our horse.
Yes, that's exactly right.
We own it, and we love it.
There's no other racetrack in North America that gets the kind of fan experience that we get.
Right.
Because of the promotions that we run and all the things that we do from young to old, you actually see, and we routinely get 20,000 to 30,000 people here on a Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no other racetrack in North America during a 65-day race meet that will get that many fans on a Saturday.
Wow.
None.
That is incredible.
Kentucky Derby, Churchill will get 150,000 over the course of the next, today and tomorrow. But after that, they won't get 30,000 on a Saturday.
Yeah, you guys are...
Right.
They
just won't do it.
You guys are in rare air what you're doing.
And it's because of Arkansans. That's the reason why.
We'll also come back. We'll mention the success you're having with Oaklawn Sports powered by FanDuel.
Yeah.
Some major impressive numbers when we come back. It is 7:44. The horses are on the track. It's going to be a full day of racing today and tomorrow. A lot of action, too, on the softball diamond and baseball diamond and tennis. The Razorback tennis team that has been abolished is still fighting for its life.
Up in arms.
All right, don't go away. 7:44.
Roger Scott for Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. This is it. Final weekend, final run. Live racing at Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort goes from green flag to checkered flag. Thursday, April 30th through Saturday, May 2nd. And Oaklawn is finishing the season at full throttle. It's the horsepower giveaway. One winner, one turn of the key. A brand new Ford Raptor sponsored by Riser Ford. Driven off by one lucky winner, Saturday, May 2nd. And why not make that you? Get your entries by playing at Oaklawn's 24/7 smoke-free casino.
Casino with over 1,500 slots, blackjack, roulette, craps, and more. Or hit the track, earn entries right through May 2nd, and take your shot at the finish line. Friday night, turn the volume up. Rick Springfield live at the Oakland Event Center. At Elite Dining, the award-winning Astro Spa, and wall-to-wall action all weekend long. No breaks, no slowing down. Oakland Racing Casino Resort, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. Get all the details now at oakland.com.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
To celebrate their partnership with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, your Arkansas Chevy dealers are giving away a 2027 Chevy Silverado 1500. For complete rules and to register to win, current Arkansas Game and Fish license holders should visit ChevySweepstakes.com/Arkansas Truck Hunt or see your Arkansas's best Chevy dealer for more details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents 18 years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powen, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Temco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME, it's the service after the sale.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
All right, 7:49 before we get back to Wayne and talking about Oakland Sports powered by FanDuel. Let's go to the Hodges Glass Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to Zippy, Chris Zender, who we were there yesterday, Roger, and he had to hit his number.
Yep.
So let's see if he did.
Drumroll, please.
Zippy, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, boys?
Good, man. All right, so I think you said the your number was 8 or whatever. Did you have the successful day, or did we ruin it for you yesterday?
Man, I just want to tell everybody I really appreciate the Buzz listeners. I mean, they came in and showed out. We sold a total of 13 yesterday.
All right. Hit
9 Ooh. Trucks. And I got to give a lot of good deals. And, you know, it's a long day. And I'm sitting there talking to the gentleman at 7, whatever it was. And he goes, man, I heard y'all on the Buzz at 6:30 in the morning. I listen to y'all every day. That's why I'm here. So it meant a lot, and I appreciate everybody.
That was Bill Brashears.
Yeah, it was Bill Brashears. Yeah, he bought, and RJ bought a truck yesterday. Yep. RJ Hawk yesterday.
You know, and you know, I was over there with Andy on the other side. You mentioned trucks, just on the pre-owned side over there. With gas prices over there, yeah. Andy pointed out, he said, you know what? If you were looking for a good used vehicle, a good used truck anyway, now's the time, because people are turning some of them in, and that's unheard of,
yeah,
to get rid of a car, yeah, to try to trade it in for a gas price. So you've got some on the pre-owned side as well.
That's right, and me and RJ have been working a truck deal every end of the month, and I got the perfect truck, just like he liked it. He's pump, 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 and I got him right where he wanted to be. So,
Zippy,
we just made it work.
And you took it, Wayne. I think you bought two vehicles in the last 6 months over at Fletcher, right?
From Fletcher, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, well, that's great, but Zippy, glad you guys hit the number that you needed, and that will make the weekend a little bit better. And I'm sure we'll talk soon, man. Great job. Way to go.
Way to go, Zip.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hi, buddy.
See you, bud.
Tom, the word has gotten back to Tom Mars that we're talking about his post yesterday on Twitter. It's going to be very interesting. Talk real quick about you happy with things going, the things happening with FanDuel?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's obviously some controversy about taxes being paid and all that kind of stuff. And I think in an article recently, I said that no matter what happens from the promotional credits and the things that were given out, between FanDuel and DraftKings and all that, I know Oaklawn is actually going to make sure that the state gets the taxes that they at least what we paid last year. So the state will always be whole, in our opinion.
Yes.
From a tax perspective, even though we may give out more promotional credits, and we probably could take a credit on our taxes, but we're not doing that. Oakland's going to do it a little bit differently, just to make sure that our state is taken care of, and that our fans actually are getting the promotion, the benefit of the promotional credits. So, good for the fans.
Yeah.
Good for Oakland to make sure the state is taken care of, and will be whole on the tax side. And then, man, it's just been a great partnership, and you'll just see it more and more. We just elevated our app and elevated our experience, yeah, to our fans.
Well, we're still honored to be on the billboard as you drive up Interstate 40. They've chopped down the trees where they can see our fat face and fat bodies.
That's
out
right.
There.
I was retaining water. My grandson sees photos of me on a bus in Little Rock. That's pretty cool as well.
Yes. Powered by FanDuel. You guys will always be a part of the program, and we've said that many times.
Do you want me to pick games? You know, I had the great year 2 years ago, and then I just crashed and burned last year. Do you want me back again next year or no?
We're working through that. But yes, we do. Yes, we do. And yes, we're going to make that happen. But it could be on the FanDuel app.
We love that.
Even more better.
Did you find, Christian, did you find any of those calls that we asked about, either the
I
Mystic
found,
Dan?
I found Mystic Dan. I did not find Smarty Jones.
Let's hear Mystic Dan.
Resilience has now moved up to take the lead. Hesperus has given way, coming by the 16th hole. And Mystic Dan has now come through on the inside. It is Mystic Dan down toward the inside with the lead in the final 16th. Forever Young, Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a photo of the Derby. Oh, it's a photo. Is it Mystic Dan? Or was it Sierra Leone? Forever Young was between them. Catching Freedom finished fourth. A photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.
Wow, I forgot it was 150th. And then you guys had the bottle of bourbon and the watch, that
trophy,
this there in the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah. Picture, win picture, all that stuff.
How long did it take to make it official after he obviously makes the call, then he says photo finish? How long?
It felt like 12 hours.
Yeah.
It took a while.
It did
take a while. And we were, and it felt like it was a lifetime.
I know that the Scott Hamby was there. Banks didn't go. And Scott had to be looking around going, I can't believe this is happening.
Right.
This is just something that, you know, he doesn't know anything about horse racing. Oh, his brother got him in it, and he's thinking, we just won the Kentucky Derby.
You Scott, know? The Gassaways.
Yeah, the Gassaways.
You know, we had Coach that, with us.
It was
we had
there.
Coach with
yeah.
us, and John Dale, and just it was just to see the people. And thankfully, I stood in the back of the of the area.
The pictures, yeah.
And so I got a full view of all of our people with the Mystic Dan. It was crazy.
I've got to work on you, because you did the same thing at the when we took the Brewers Award trophy to Indiana, you get in the back of the pictures. You don't get up front.
Right.
You can barely see Wayne. Wayne's in the back. I get to position you better. By the way,
no, you don't. I have a face for radio, guys. I tell you that all the time. I don't need to be out front.
But by the way, thank you for sponsoring being our presenting sponsor of the Brewers Award. That was cool to go up there.
What an amazing experience.
Yeah, those fans are so happy, and you know they've had 21 losing seasons out of the last 25. 21.
Isn't that amazing?
And now they're the national champion. You know, in 2 years.
Pretty now the big. Now they're up in the big time.
That's
now,
right.
Do you stay there?
Yeah.
Like that is. That good?
Did you go to the basketball gym as well? Did you do that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How cool was that?
I had to.
Can I tell you?
How could you not? That was like, I mean, and I'm not an Indiana fan, but
you're a basketball fan.
That's like basketball mecca.
Mecca.
Right? I mean, that is unbelievable.
I almost was not going to go, and I looked at Wayne, and I go, you know, Wayne's right. I need to go look at that, too.
Were the impetus?
Yeah, he did. I was going to pass on it.
Of course.
And it's old school because you got to walk down steps.
It's so vertical. You show the place where Bobby Knight threw the chair and other things.
Yep.
And statues everywhere.
Oh, no.
I mean, in the lobby of that thing.
Especially Isaiah Thomas.
That was a fun time. That's three years in a row. No, three years. Yeah, three years in a row.
I went to Iowa.
Bill Parker.
Uh-huh.
And then Cincinnati.
That was an amazing experience, too.
Yeah.
Going to the Bengals was what was cool.
That was cool.
But it was pros. It was that kind of, you know, but seeing Joe Burrow and that crew.
Yeah.
And then ever since we went, they've tanked. So it's like, sorry, guys.
And I think Brian Haynes, the winner, will be a head coach soon. You know?
Oh, yeah.
He's a really sharp guy.
He's definitely next level.
And Cincinnati was just like we thought. You know, hey, let's go. Let's get this thing moving.
Did he was?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even want to talk to anybody.
Yeah. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He was
okay.
Laser focused.
Do we have enough time here to go to break? Here. Give me chills. This may take us to break.
It should.
If you have to listen to all of it.
Oh, wait a minute. This is great.
This is Roger Scott.
Sing it if you know it.
American Pharaoh, and now you're Hall of Fame bound.
Let's get back in here.
Church of Pimlico, Belmont track. You got out in front and you never looked back. Across the board, win places, show. You did it upright, you got three in a row. Oh, Pharaoh.
Wow. Oakland stage,
guys. Oakland too.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
Run the track, have him sing all these songs.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
We'll do it.
Run all this back and then do a little comedy in between.
You know what? Look at it. YouTube guitar. This weekend, hosting my grandson, and I'm on YouTube learning the guitar.
Wayne, thanks so much.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for your support.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
It's been a great season.
Thank you. Arkansas fans, for giving us a great season.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
All right. I think we're going to have Ella McDowell when we come back.
Hopefully
we'll see. Don't go away. 8 o'clock here at Oakland.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be